Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 5 through 13. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of the Israelites. Their bodies were scattered over the desert. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in pagan revelry. We should not commit adultery, as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 of them died. We should not test the Lord, as some of them did, and were killed by snakes. And do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come. So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. The Apostle Paul listed for his friends in Corinth various sins that Israel committed during their years in the wilderness. There were two things all their sins had in common. Firstly, all the Israelites who committed them had seen God going with them, working for them, and providing for them in impossible situations. They didn't suddenly forget these things had happened. They didn't suddenly stop believing in God. They were just trying to believe in God and enjoy a little sin on the side at the same time. The second thing all these things have in common is that they didn't get away with it. God noticed, and He didn't just let it go. Paul wanted to warn the Christians in Corinth and us about how quickly someone can stray into a sinful path. Israel was proof of that. So were the people in Corinth, and each one of us. But Paul didn't leave his friends dwelling on their unfaithfulness to God. He pointed them to God's faithfulness in loving and forgiving us. God is faithful, Paul wrote. God was faithful in sending the Savior promised long ago. He was faithful in providing the sacrifice that would forgive every sin. He was faithful in conquering death for us. And He will be faithful in leading us safely through every trial and temptation. Father in heaven, may my focus always be on your faithful love in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.